Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, December the 6th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. After scaling new highs, markets have taken a bit of a breather. Yesterday, Nifty remained in a range of 18,600 and 18,700 and ended the day absolutely flat. The continued rise in the stock market definitely reflects the street's optimism about strong growth in India, but some number crunching done by Kotak Securities indicates otherwise. According to them, market participants are too focused on year-on-year recovery, which might not be the correct way to look at things at this point. Why? Because the YOY numbers are bound to be strong because we are looking at it from a COVID-impacted base. So how do we look at this now? Well, if you look at things from a 3-year compounded annual growth rate basis, data suggests that growth is actually fairly muted. Take for instance the GDP numbers. Data released last week indicates that GDP grew at 6.3% in Q2. But on a 3-year CAGR basis, it was only 2.5%. Private consumption in the quarter grew 9.7% on a year-on-year basis, but only 3.6% on a 3-year CAGR basis. Exports and imports grew 8% and 13% respectively on the same parameter, as opposed to 11% and 25% as indicated by the year-on-year comparison. Another important evidence of this muted growth is seen in the volume growth across FMCG companies. Here again, based on 3-year CAGR basis, Colgate, HUL, Marico, ITC all have reported single-digit volume growth between 2 to 7%. These companies constitute a good mix of urban and rural sales and therefore paint an overall economic picture. Now, yet another classic example is the Indian automobile sector. Multiples are near all-time high in this sector, whereas volumes have been fairly disappointing on a longer-term basis. Bajaj Auto's three-wheeler volumes have contracted 12%. Hero Motors' volumes have contracted 5%. Meanwhile, Maruti Suzuki, Ashok Leyland, Aisha Motors' two-wheeler business, Tata Motors' commercial vehicles have reported 3-year volume CAGR between 6 to 17% only. Not bad, but nothing spectacular as the stock prices would have us believe. Given the sluggish trend, analysts at Kotak Securities expect net profits of Nifty 50 index to grow only 11% in FY 2023 and 16% in FY 2024. We've also been seeing downward revisions for the Nifty FY 23 EPS estimates. For example, according to Bloomberg data, FY 23 EPS was pegged at 857 rupees in August. That changed to 836 by mid-November, and now it stands at 828. And FY 24 EPS estimate was being pegged upwards of 1050 earlier this year, but now it stands at 998 rupees. That is now a 20% growth over the revised FY 23 estimates, but a 16% rise over the previous estimate for the current fiscal. Apart from the lack of positive earnings surprise so far, valuations also remain quite expensive. As per the latest data, Sensex currently trades at a trailing 12-month price-to-earnings ratio of 23.63, over 100 basis points higher than the 10-year average PE. Nifty is also trading at a PE of 23.5 times versus the 10-year average of 22.14. In fact, India's valuation premium relative to Asia ex Japan is currently more than 2 standard deviations higher than the long-term mean. All these factors point to the fact that benchmark indices in 2023 will give flat or marginal positive returns. Now, according to a CLSA report, India is the only market other than the US where equity valuations are extended versus domestic bonds. At about 2 percentage points, the difference between India's 10-year yield and the Nifty's earnings yield is at a point at which negative equity returns usually ensue. Currently, yield on 10-year bond is 7.2% and Nifty earnings yield is 4.2%. That is a 3 percentage point gap. I'll talk about this in detail some other day, but we have done a story on this on moneycontrol.com, which you can go and read. So the takeaway for now is that markets may be running a bit ahead of fundamentals. As for today, the markets may still remain range bound. A minor correction in the Nifty is about complete. Now we could view 18,550 to 18,600 as a point from which markets should bounce back. The broader markets continue to be positive, but banks continue to be the strongest in the pack. By the way, ICICI Bank saw strong delivery volumes yesterday. About 74% of the volume was marked for delivery. TVS Motors also saw high delivery volumes. But here, on the selling side, were the promoters, which is not very good news, obviously. Sun Pharma was another stock which saw high share of delivery trades along with buoyant prices. Rest, nothing remarkable to report. FIS sold a bit yesterday, about 1,100 crores. But domestic investors were a good counterbalance, buying about 2,600 crores. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.